Do you know, in this journey of life, we often encounter troubles and challenges that can shake our faith and test our resolve. It's easy to become disheartened and discouraged when difficulties arise, but as Christians, we have a unique perspective. We can choose to see our troubles as blessings in disguise, opportunities for spiritual growth, and a deeper connection with God. In today's video, we'll explore practical and scriptural examples of how to use your troubles to find spiritual growth. Imagine this: you're sailing smoothly through life when suddenly a storm arises. The waves are crashing against your boat, and the wind is howling. At first, you may feel lost and overwhelmed, but as a Christian, you can choose to view this storm as a blessing. Why? Because it is in these moments of trials and tribulations that our faith is refined and our spiritual muscles are strengthened. Consider the story of a young Christian named Sarah. She faced many hardships throughout her life, from financial struggles to health issues. Each challenge seemed like a burden, but Sarah chose to view them as opportunities to build resilience. She turned to God for strength and guidance, and through her troubles, she developed an unwavering faith that not only carried her through those difficult times, but also inspired others to draw closer to God. My brothers and sisters, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. This scripture reminds us that trials can be a source of joy because they lead to spiritual growth. When we persevere through difficulties, we become spiritually mature, equipped to face life's challenges with grace. Now, let's explore how you can actively turn your troubles into blessings for spiritual growth. Embrace a positive perspective. Rather than dwelling on the negativity of your trials, choose to see them as opportunities for growth. Shift your focus from the problem to the lessons you can learn and the strength you can gain. John, a devoted Christian, lost his job unexpectedly. Instead of succumbing to despair, he saw this as an opportunity to explore a different career path. He used this time to reevaluate his life and discovered his true calling. John's spiritual growth was evident in his newfound sense of purpose and passion for his work, which he credited to the adversity he faced. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This verse reminds us that even in our troubles, God is at work, using them for our good. When we align ourselves with God's purpose, we can find blessings in the midst of trials. Seek God's guidance. When faced with challenges, turn to God for guidance, strength, and wisdom. Pray for his help and trust that he will provide a way through the storm. Mary's family faced a crisis, and they didn't know how they would overcome it. However, instead of feeling helpless, they gathered as a family to pray and seek God's guidance. Through their unity and faith, they discovered solutions they had never considered before. Their troubles brought them closer to God and to each other, strengthening their spiritual. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. This scripture encourages us to trust God's plan, especially when we don't understand the reasons behind our troubles. When we submit to his will, he leads us through difficulties to blessings and growth. Your experiences of spiritual growth through trials can serve as a powerful testimony to others. Sharing your journey can inspire and encourage fellow believers facing their own difficulties. David faced a severe illness that seemed insurmountable. Through faith, prayer, and medical treatment, he overcame the illness. David's testimony of healing and spiritual growth inspired others in his community who were facing health challenges. He realized that his troubles were a blessing not only for himself, but also for those who witnessed his journey. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 inch praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. This scripture reminds us that the comfort and growth we experience in our trials can be shared to comfort others in their times of trouble. In the Christian journey, we are not promised a life free from troubles. However, we are assured that God can turn these trials into blessings. By embracing a positive perspective, seeking God's guidance, and sharing our testimonies, we can find spiritual growth and strength in the midst of adversity. Your troubles are not roadblocks to your faith, they are stepping stones to a deeper connection with God. Embrace them with hope and faith, knowing that through them, you can grow in ways you never imagined. See your troubles as blessings, and let them be a testament to God's transformative power in your life. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and cohorts have plotted against me, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and let him baptize you. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. We believe in the power of prayer. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We will present them before God with others on this YouTube platform and believers all over the world to pray for you right now. We may not respond to your request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We are always lifting up your request before God. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.